Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 8th of October of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1480, a great standoff happened on the Ugra River, a standoff between the forces of Akhmat Khan, Khan of the Great Horde, and Ivan III, Grand Prince of All Rus. The Tartaro-Mongols retreated, leading to the disintegration of the Horde into a bunch of little hordelets. Which then continued to hordle around. On this date, in 1712, French privateer Jacques Cassard was seen on the Suriname coast, which was weird because he told his boss he was off work sick. Your guest today on the podcast is a returning favourite, Alice Fraser.
Hi, Alice, how are you?
This is Alice Fraser from the other dimension.
No, I'm the Alice Fraser from this dimension, the one you're listening in now.
Hey, you don't know where people are listening. I do.
I don't.
But I'd like to believe that I have more listeners in my dimension than you do in yours. Anyway, how are things going in your dimension, Alice?
Oh, you know, a combination of mind-bendingly mundane on a personal level in a way that indicates a level of privilege which insulates me from the global pandemonium currently spiralling towards at least 5 of 8 imminent or ongoing apocalypses.
Yeah, well, I don't have that problem. I'm spiralling above the earth in my studio come space station, just looking at things from a vast distance.
I guess we have a similar experience.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest from your dimensions, America. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, in Turkmenistan, after a disappearance of weeks that sparked rumours of his death among political opponents, Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov, the president of Turkmenistan, has appeared on state television driving a rally car around a flaming gas crater known as Hell's Gate. This is a true story.
Alice, that cannot be a true story.
No, it's a true story in your dimension too. I looked at your news headlines.
That is absolutely a lie. I'm going to check this. Excuse me, editors. Let me just... Holy shit, that's real. That's real. That's interdimensional reality.
This is the stunt at Hell's Gate. Is a man who's in charge of a country driving a rally car around a flaming gas crater to prove that he's still alive. This is his first TV experience since July the 15th, when he was shown writing a book, playing with cats, and reviewing footage of himself and his grandson performing a song together. This is what happens when you have an influencer in charge of a country. Meanwhile, in recycling news, a super enzyme that degrades plastic bottles 6 times faster than any previous technology has been created by scientists and could be used for recycling within a year or two. The only problem, of course, with a super enzyme that degrades plastic bottles is it's going to get out of control and start eating the kinds of plastic that you don't want it to eat. But that doesn't matter, because if it gets out of control, you can easily clean it up by releasing a patented super enzyme eating super enzyme, which eats the super enzyme 5 times faster that can crawl from the ocean and start eating you. Meanwhile, dating websites are beginning to reflect pandemic times, with Grindr now including a mask for mask section for people who don't want to accidentally hook up with a conspiracy theorist. And a massive rise in octopus sex after the Netflix release of My Octopus Teacher has led to hospitals currently overwhelmed with COVID asking desperately for people to stop coming in with octopus-induced injuries.
Holy shit, what does an octopus-induced injury look like, Alice?
Because it's just a bunch of sucker marks in places you don't want sucker marks. The octopus people of New Zealand have volunteered to do a series of awareness-raising pornographic films during Tentacle Hour.
Sorry, Alice, what's Tentacle Hour again?
Oh, Tentacle Hour is where the octopus people of New Zealand take over all terrestrial and streaming services at 6 p.m. every day and broadcast a show that no one has any memory of, but goes out every single day.
Cool, that's not sinister at all.
Hey, I've seen your dimension. It is way less sinister than what happens in your news media.
Fair call.
That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you've got a vested interest in a deeply dysfunctional system, and you'd better play your part. Can you not afford expensive moisturisers? You know moisturisers, the thing that keeps you young forever. Moisture is the essence of beauty, but if you don't have the money for it, just try splashing yourself in the face with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, it's like expensive moisturiser, but it's not expensive, and it doesn't really work. Do you want to support your essential workers with anything up to and including symbolic moral support? I've been clapping for our frontline health workers every day this week, and boy are my arms tired. Constantly clapping your hands while you feel helpless to do more against systemic problems that are bigger than you can possibly deal with can be exhausting. Well, clap no more with Dr. Matt's patented clapping robot seal, the SealBot 4000. Now half price. Delivered by drone to anywhere in your continent, this full-sized robot seal will sit in your window and do all the clapping for you. You can sit back, relax, and know that your frontline health workers feel your moral support and can reason backwards to a sense of your thoughts and prayers. The SealBot 4000 claps relentlessly, it eats robot fish, it lives in your bathtub, and it's hours of fun for your kids. Dr. Matt's patented clapping SealBot 4000. It's got the last post seal of approval. And with half the money you can save, you can put it towards, I don't know, health insurance or something. And that's the ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, America in your dimension. Alice?
Thank you, Alice. I don't know what to say about America. Let me catch you up on it, I guess. What's happening in your dimension in America?
I don't know. We're coming up to the election. We've got Bob the Sentient Trash Island with his vice presidential candidate, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Pretty standard stuff. You know, he's looking likely to win. Trump's lost a lot of favor. Pretty regular.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to situate you in my dimension. Donald Trump, president of the partially United States of America, is ill with the COVID-19 coronavirus. 70% of the world's population is pinned to Twitter watching news updates in the hopes that they will be able to divine from a combination of public announcements that are clearly lies and chicken bones cast in random configurations what the truth actually is. Both pro-Trump and anti-Trump camps are pretty sure everyone's lying about everything, and the only distinction between the two camps seems to be on why. I've seen conspiracy theories in agreement with one another that Trump is only pretending to have the virus, that he has it very badly, and is pretending not to, that he'll pretend to have it badly to prove something by a swiftly faked recovery, that he'll be out on Monday, that it'll be over on Christmas, that he's taking untested medication because he's rich, that he's got it in order to be relatable, that he's pretending to take medication to raise the stock prices of companies he has shares in, that he's faked the whole thing to take attention away from his tax returns, and that he is already dead. What we can be sure of is that when a society agrees in a completely bipartisan way that their institutions are lying to them and only disagree on why, you have reached a stage of decay in social norms that no matter how sick the man ostensibly in charge of it might be, indicates that your nation's capacity to govern itself is on its f***ing knees. It is a very different thing to have a legitimate disagreement about governments in the face of a problem. Sometimes there are many ways to solve the same problem, or no good ways to solve a problem, and you just have to apply some underlying principle. But when you cannot even agree on the nature and quality of reality, you are so f***ed.
Alice, that is extremely depressing. That is an extremely depressing thing. And I'm coming from a dimension in which we are seriously worried about the hostile takeover of a nation of octopus people who've just risen from the depths.
Yeah, I kind of wish I was in your dimension too.
That's all the time we have for your top story now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letter's the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Good morning, Alice and guest. That's you today, Alice.
It is me today. We didn't even need to say guest. You could have just said Alice, and it would have meant both of us.
You're an idiot, Steve. This letter is coming in from Steve. Good morning, Alice and guest, Alice. The outro to the podcast states that it will appear on our feeds 366 days this year. I mean, that is a paraphrasing that I think takes away the rhythm of the line, but sure, Steve, let's assume that you are correct. But I haven't been getting episodes on a Sunday for a while. Will you be going back in time to release these episodes so that the outro is not a lie? Good luck to you, Christopher. Regards, Steve. Steve, you're an idiot. I release this podcast 366 days of this year. I release it every single day of the week.
Alice, let me stop you there. Steve is clearly writing in from my dimension. As we have explained a number of times on this podcast, we get these episodes through a glitch in the space-time continuum, the same glitch that you and I are currently communicating through, and the glitch has achieved some level of self-preservation, unlike you or me, and has decided to take the weekends off, so that it will take a little break. And in my dimension, I do a little roundup of the week on Saturdays, and then Sundays, we all take a deep breath. And you, Alice, you continue to turn out an episode a day, like the f***ing champion we know you are, and it's not a matter of funding at all.
Yeah, I think we can agree on that, and I think we should say this together.
Go f*** yourself, Steve.
And that's the end of our episode today. Thank you for tuning into The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, Steve, and you can hear us again tomorrow by opening up your podcatcher and pressing play on the fresh episode then. Your guest today on the podcast was Alice Fraser from The Other Dimension. Alice, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, I guess you can find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. If you can't get enough of me or feel a strong desire to support me directly, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. We have a nice little community building there, and it's a glorious place to be.
Ah, I think my way of plugging myself is a bit better than yours, but sure. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or subscribe at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.